Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Tillman, and I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to your Wednesday and a wonderful start to 2021 so far. I'm so excited for today's interview because I have my very good friend and colleague, Erica Rivers, with me today. And for those of you who may be new listeners, I'll give you a little backstory. I lost my sight and partial hearing 5.5 years ago, very suddenly. And after that, I had to completely learn how to live again, how to function independently. I ended up going back to school and getting my degree. And about 1.5 years ago, I started my own ministry. I started speaking and writing and sharing about what God was doing in my life through my hardships. And about 1 year ago, I met Erica, and she has helped me run my ministry for about the last year. So today she's going to be sharing about all of the challenges, I guess the things she had to learn and get used to in order to work with somebody with a disability and also just be friends and interact with somebody with a disability. So thank you, Erica, for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners?
Yeah, so like Sarah Claudia said, my name is Erica Rivers. I grew up in Villarica, and I graduated from Villarica High School in 2014. And then I went to the University of West Georgia, where I graduated in 2018. But while I was there, I met my husband, Jackson, and we've been married about 1.5 years now. And we live in Carrollton with our puppy, Lily.
Yeah, so I want to tell about how we met, because it's a really funny story. So Erica and I met at church. She and her husband, Jackson, were my life group leaders. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea that I couldn't see. So no. I'll kind of let you take it from there.
Yeah, so in 2019, Jackson and I were asked to lead a life group, and it was a big group, probably like 20-something, and we didn't know anybody in the group, and the first person I actually added on Facebook was Sarah Claudia, and I looked at her pictures, and I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, and so when she walked in the first night, I was shocked because she had a sighted guide and a white cane.
Yes, and that's kind of how it goes with me and a lot of people with disabilities. A lot of them are invisible, you know, to an extent. Mine's invisible unless you really know what to look for. So it can be awkward. Those initial interactions can be really awkward.
Oh, yeah. Like my husband, Jackson, sorry, Jackson, for telling this story, but he had stepped out when I first met you and you had already put up your cane and you're sitting down and he walked up to you and tried to shake your hand. And, you know, I didn't really know what to do at the time. It was a little awkward. Now I know to just pick up your hand and shake it back, but you can't tell.
Yeah. So what was kind of going through your mind in that first meeting?
Well, honestly, I was so nervous just to lead the group in general that the whole blindness thing didn't really bother me because you were so easy to talk to and it was just so normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just kind of instantly became friends. And I was just so glad you were there.
Well, we're going to get more into kind of what you do for my ministry later, but let's start out with some of the misconceptions and misunderstandings about your job that people have.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people think I'm a caretaker for you, which might sound silly, but when I first met you, I didn't really realize that you did everything so independently, and people think I cook for you, clean for you, you know, help you with whatever it may be. I've even been asked if I get you ready in the mornings, which sounds so crazy to us, but I mean, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that people ask me too, and you know, you do drive me around, and every now and then there's something around my house that I need organized, but it's a lot more than caretaking.
Yes, definitely. Should I say what I do?
Yeah, go ahead and tell your actual job task, what you really do for the ministry.
Okay, so my title is Marketing and Communications Manager, but that's just a fancy way to say that I handle any of the communications, so anything that goes through social media, on your website, your email, but I also handle anything that's on your website and social media, the design and just producing it and putting it out there. But I'm also a co-host on the Finding Light podcast mm-hmm. with you. And we also do the Live and Love Project. We haven't really publicly talked about that, but you want to tell
what so that is? Live and Love in Sarah Claudia Ministries, it came to me after a speaking engagement that I had it was several months back, way back in the summer. And one of the ladies, it was at a church, and a lady in the congregation came up to me afterwards, and she started just telling me, really opening up about her grief. She had just lost her husband, and just how much my testimony helped her. And I got the idea later. I was just sitting around, and it was like God kind of, you know, he kind of takes hold of your attention mm-hmm. when he wants to. And he just put it on my heart, like, I've got this platform, I've got this story, and I kind of have people listening to me, so I need to use it, you know, to give that love back to them. So mm-hmm. I've really found a passion for reaching out to women who are facing grief and are kind of having to face it alone, mm-hmm. you know, especially in with COVID, we try to do it, you know, over the phone or, you know, dropping stuff up at their house, whatever we can do. But it's really about just sharing God's love mm-hmm. with others.
Exactly. Living in that love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also published your book. Mm-hmm. So I got to do all of that stuff, the editing and the formatting and just trying to make it happen. And that was a learning curve, but
yeah, it's
really fun.
It's been a lot for you to learn, but also for me to learn along with you. But when you started out, your job was a little different because when you started out, I was still in school. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of doing the ministry part, you know, part time. And then I was needing help with a lot of the things that weren't as accessible for school.
Yeah. Like I would help you take tests, read them mm-hmm. to you. And that was nerve wracking for me. But we made it through.
Yeah.
You made all A's. So proud.
We did.
But once you walked across that stage, things changed. We realized that this could become a full-time ministry. But before then, it definitely was very part-time and just getting you through school and getting you across that stage.
Yes, literally. Yeah. Erica actually helped me. She led me across the stage. So Erica has definitely been through a lot with me. And I think the biggest thing that has helped us work together, despite my blindness and despite all the hardships that come with working so closely with one person, is that we were friends first.
Yes. Yeah.
So I want to talk about that friendship a little bit. What was it like kind of at the beginning, you know, learning how to just do normal things like walk me to the car, you know, get me in and out buildings? What was that like for you?
Well, honestly, it wasn't that hard because you make it really easy. And I know that might be different for other people, but it's just very normal for us. And of course, getting over people staring because they're wondering what's going on, especially if you don't have your cane. But I would probably be staring too, or trying not to stare. We talked about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really that different. It's just like hanging out with a friend. I was so grateful for you because when I met you, my wedding was coming up and we really did all of that stuff together. We would have pool days and we would just talk about that, and we would go get our nails done for my engagement pictures, but whatever it was. Even you got your nails done with me for my wedding day.
And I tell a lot of people this, like, Erica has been such a blessing, not only to my ministry, but to just my life and her friendship. And I think God really prepared that because there's no way, you know, I would have felt comfortable asking you to help me with all the business side of everything if we hadn't been friends first. So I think that was, you know, regardless of the disability and the hardships that poses, that was a really good start to it. And I know a lot of people say, you know, don't mix friendships with business, but it's worked for us, I think.
Yeah. I used to always say that too, but now, I mean, if the Lord's in it, he'll bless it.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back on Community Voice to hear more from Erica and the challenges she's faced working with somebody with a disability. Stay tuned.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. From pre-K 3 through 12th grade, our school encompasses a family-oriented atmosphere. Our faith-based value system works as a foundation for supporting our honor code, while our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Uran, headmaster, inviting you to join us for our virtual admissions open house on Thursday, January 28th at 9 a.m. Register today at oakmountain.us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Sarah Claudia Tillman here as your host today with my guest, who's also my friend and my colleague, Erica Rivers. And we were just talking about what she does for my ministry, Sarah Claudia Ministries. She handles a lot of the social media side of it, as well as communications, my blog. Really, she does everything. Like, I do the writing and I do the speaking, but everything else is all her. So she's definitely been a blessing, but we're really wanting to share the challenges and what all she's had to learn working with somebody with a disability. So before you started working with me, before you even met me, what are kind of some misconceptions that you had about people with disabilities?
Yeah, I honestly didn't know that people with disabilities, especially severe disabilities, could be so fiercely independent like you. And it's not that I thought, oh, they can't do that. It's just that I didn't think anything. And when I met you, that was really shown to me because I was so shocked at how independent you were. And that kind of taught me, oh, maybe I was perceiving that in that way and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing is like we just don't think about it.
Yeah.
And I was the same way. Before I lost my sight, I had never met somebody who was blind. And we live in this world where we're so used to, you know, what we do and how we live that when we even do think about something like our sight or our hearing being taken away from us, we just don't see the possibilities because we don't know. And we don't know what all's out there because there's so many things that help me to be independent.
Yeah. I would have had no idea. You've taught me so much, even just like your pen friend, teaching me how you label stuff and whether it's your clothes or canned goods, whatever it may be.
So for those of you who don't know, a pen friend, it's a way for me to label anything I need to, you know what it is, know what color things are. So it's like a pen. It literally looks like a pen, but it comes with adhesive labels and I can record my voice onto the label.
Yeah. And if you'd like to see that, it's in a story highlight on her Instagram at Sarah Claudia.
So what else, like, is there anything else, you know, misconception wise that when we started hanging out and when you started working with me really surprised you?
Honestly, not really, because it just was so normal. And I think that's what the biggest thing I've learned through anybody with a disability is that they're just people, you know, and don't overthink it. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, how do you do that? And I'm like, she's just my friend.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah. And it goes back to, yes, treating me like a person, including me, talking to me is the biggest thing. You're never going to know what all I can do if you don't take the time to find out. So just asking questions.
Yes, I've learned that you can ask questions, just be nice about it. But I ask you a lot of silly questions to me, but you're always very gracious.
Yeah, because I honestly forget I can't see. Like, I forget I need to explain things to other people, but I love questions. And I think it also comes from people being afraid they're going to offend somebody.
Yeah, Yeah, and at first I think I was like that, but mm-hmm. obviously we got close fairly quickly yeah. and that kind of went away.
Yeah. So what do you think has been the biggest challenge of working with somebody with a disability?
Yeah. I think it can vary based on the disability, but I've thought about this, and with you, I think it's the guilt that I have to face when I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job explaining things visually to mm-hmm. you, because I handle a lot of your graphics and your branding, and I want to tell you exactly what it looks like mm-hmm. and really give you that visual picture, but a lot of the times I just feel like I'm falling short, and I feel guilty that I can see this and you can't, and getting over that and just trying my best to actually tell you what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because we've talked about that, you know, the guilt mm-hmm. other people feel, but in my shoes, you know, I just have to focus on what I do have, yes. and what I do have are those descriptions.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Erica, actually, I got engagement pictures taken mm-hmm. recently, and she went through and put captions on all of them, really descriptive, so that I would be able to picture all those things.
Yeah,
so,
well, I was honored to do that.
Yeah, that's just another one of her things. The way she helps me, she's been good about that. And kind of going off that, what do you think has been the biggest thing you had to get used to, or mm-hmm. the biggest thing you had to learn?
Trusting myself, because even with those engagement pictures, I was looking at them and I was blown away by the beauty. And I was like, how am I going to accurately describe mm-hmm. this where it does it justice for you? And the same with any graphic that I ever do for you. Trusting myself, because obviously you can't look at it and tell me that you like it, but mm-hmm. trusting that I know at least what I think you would like, and kind of going with it and just, you know, winging it sometimes.
Yeah. And I want to point out to you, you know, we have our unique challenges and, mm-hmm. and unique, you know, things we have to do when we work together. But I think those challenges and what you had to learn and get used to, it's really no different than any other job.
No, it's not. Because obviously a normal boss wouldn't want you constantly being like, is this okay? Is this okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, just trusting yourself.
What about just the biggest challenge maybe as we were kind of learning how to be friends, and, mm-hmm. and it was early on for those people who maybe just have never interacted with somebody with a disability, what do you think was the hardest part about that?
Probably communication. Because a lot of the times, I'm the kind of person, I'll literally just, like, walk around all the time. I'm always on the move. My husband probably drives him nuts because I'm literally always moving. And learning to tell you where I'm going, if I'm getting up and leaving the room or whatever it may be, just communicating.
Yeah. I don't like talking to myself.
Yeah.
And that happens. I think you're still in the room. People do that, though. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I'll still catch myself doing it, and then I'll be yelling, I'm in here.
What about, like, socially, as we were hanging out and, you know, doing normal things that friends do, what about the biggest thing that you had to get used to that maybe we have to do a little bit differently?
That's a really good question. Well, with other people, just when you're meeting them, taking mm-hmm. your hand and, you know, giving you the social cues that mm-hmm. you can't see and just whispering it in your ear. And even if we're at a speaking engagement, like leaning over and trying to tell you what's going on, because obviously you normally don't have to do that, but just including you.
Yeah.
Even in the little things, like I love to tell you, like, so-and-so just said this, or she's wearing this. And it's fun to do that, but you have to remember to do that.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, especially for me, because mm-hmm. I also lost hearing in one ear. Yeah. So a lot of times I'm just completely oblivious. And I think you've caught on to that. And that's another thing I would say when you are working with or interacting with or just being friends with somebody who has a disability, kind of tuning in to I want to say, like, put yourself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you're really good about sitting there and thinking, okay, she can't see this. She might not be able to hear this. Mm-hmm. Let me tell her what's going on.
Yeah, because I would want to know what was going on, you know?
Like, yeah.
So anybody would.
As much as, you know, I say, just treat me like a normal person, on some level, you have to also treat me as somebody with a disability. So it's kind of a catch-22, and it's kind of a balancing act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not making it a big deal mm-hmm. when I have to do something out of the ordinary. Just doing it slyly, and just so we know.
Yeah, so we're going to take one more break before we return with our guest, Erica Rivers, here on Community Voice. Stay tuned.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
At Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. The Fortner family shares, OMA has assisted us in providing our three children with a solid educational foundation and a love of learning. The Academy has done so with an emphasis on building a strong inner character. We would love to share more with you about our school community and how you can become a part of this legacy. I'm Patrick Urien, headmaster, inviting you to join us for our virtual admissions open house on Thursday, January 28th at 9 a.m. Register today at oakmountain.us.
Good morning and welcome back to the WLBB, a community voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Sarah Claudia Tillman here as your host, and I have Erica Rivers, my friend and colleague, as my guest. She's been talking about all of the challenges that come with working with somebody with disability and everything she's had to learn and kind of get used to. And we've talked about all the hard things and the things that have been challenging. So let's talk about the rewards, the positives, all the good things that go along with your job as you help me run my ministry.
Yeah. So the biggest is just like any other friendship, that especially a friendship that's rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. As Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens another friend. And mm-hmm. that's what we get to do. And it doesn't matter if you can't see or you can only partially hear. We still get to walk alongside each other with the Lord and yeah. with his help. And, you know, just that biblical community that you need.
Mm, that's true. I love yeah. that. And I love that verse. And we yeah. really do, you know, build each other up. And that's mm-hmm. that's the really great thing about working for me, you know, so closely with somebody who is my friend is yeah. that I can lean on you for the business side of it. But just, you know, when we need to take a break and just vent about other
yes.
things, and that's nice. And I don't know about this question, but what do you think working with me and just being friends with me has changed maybe your perspective mm-hmm. or how you talk about or approach people with disabilities?
Yeah, so when you're little, you're taught, most of us are taught not to stare. And I definitely think I took that approach. I would just try to look away and act like I didn't see what was different because I didn't want to be rude. But now I realize don't do that. And obviously don't stare rudely, mm-hmm. but just be there for that person and go up to them and meet them, shake their hand, whatever it may yeah. be, and just treat them like you would anybody else because we all at the core of it are human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just love each other.
Yeah, I've actually had that experience several mm-hmm. times, and it's gotten to the point where I kind of cringe because it's awkward
yeah.
When I'm walking with my cane and kids will ask their parents, what is that? Like, what is she doing? And I would love to be able to answer and explain it to mm-hmm. them, but the parents kind of shush them and whisk them away and, you know, make them be quiet. And I think that's where a lot of the misconceptions mm-hmm. about people with disabilities come from, because society kind of teaches them not to talk about it and to ignore it.
Yeah.
And it comes from, you know, parents, they don't want their kids to be rude or yeah. offend, but I would so much more want to listen to their questions and explain and teach them so that the next time they see somebody with a cane, even if it could be a kid in their class, they know and they can go mm-hmm. up and talk to them and make that person feel seen and included.
Exactly. And you can teach them what to do. Like, I was mm-hmm. with you one day at a speaking engagement, and somebody was scared to come up to you and talk. And I was like, do you want to talk to her? I kind of whispered, and they're like, yeah. And I was like, just go tap on her.
Yeah.
Say hello. And they're like, how do you do that? I was like, just like anybody else. You just say hello. And
yeah.
they were so surprised. I was like, she's just a human, you know?
Yeah. And it is different mm-hmm. for me because people don't know how to get my attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody else with a disability, if you see somebody maybe, you know, in a wheelchair who can't move their arms well, you don't know how to shake their hand, but it's just kind of going up and saying hello. And if you don't know, just ask.
Yeah.
I would so much rather somebody ask than just ignore it and us not to have that conversation.
Exactly.
So what has been kind of your favorite project with my ministry so far? We've done so many things together, and you've helped me so much grow this ministry that's ultimately serving God. But what's been your favorite project?
Ooh, I have so many, but I think one of them is the Finding Light podcast. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but I get to be your co-host, and it's been so fun.
Yes, it's been a journey, me and Erica, getting used to kind of being on the air together, we love it, and we interview, it's kind of an extension, really, of what I do here. We interview people in the community and, you know, far away who have gone through some kind of trial or tragedy and have found light through Christ through their dark situation.
Exactly. It's been so fun.
And what have been, I don't even know if there have been any challenges due to my disability from that. I think it's been kind of just getting used to it overall.
Yeah, honestly, there hasn't really been any challenges. When we record, when we're interviewing others, maybe the eye contact gets a little awkward. I can kind of tell, but that doesn't really matter because it's just recorded.
Yeah.
But that's fun because unlike this, you get to be edited. Thank you, Seth Kane.
Yes. And what about the book?
Yes.
What about that? Was that another favorite project for you?
Yes. It's so cool. I get to say I helped publish your first book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blind Faith Devotional.
Yeah. Erica is pretty much my editor, my publisher, my everything. And she had to learn a lot because there was a lot that I could not do in that process. Like I said, I write, I speak, and Erica kind of does everything in the background. So I think a lot of other writers who want to self-publish, they would have done a lot of that themselves, but you kind of had to pick up the slack there.
Yeah, but the Lord has been really gracious to me because he put people in our path that could help us and, you know, take me along and be like, it's okay, you've got this, and made it understandable because it's kind of foreign. It's like another language at first, but we figured it out.
And you talked about your guilt, not being able to describe things to me or whatever it is. I also kind of feel the same way when there's something that I literally can't help you with. So it's kind of a give and take for us. And I think we both have learned to understand each other's, you know, limitations.
Yeah, exactly. And just being understanding, but also trying to teach each other, don't feel guilty because it's not your fault. You know, you're doing your best and that's all you can do.
Yeah. So as we get ready to close, I think you've shared so much and hopefully made people feel comfortable, you know, interacting with somebody with disability. But what would be your biggest piece of advice to listeners about how to interact with somebody who's different?
Yeah. So my granny, which is my favorite person in the world, her biggest piece of advice was always just be sweet, kind, and loving to anybody that you meet. And I think that applies to this situation right now. Just be sweet, be kind, and be loving, and be there for that person. Whatever you need to do to make them comfortable, do it.
Yes, I love that. That's perfect advice, not just for interacting with somebody with disability, but interacting with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, being that friend, being there, asking questions, treating them like normal.
Exactly. Just being there, being a friend, and loving on them the way that Christ has called us to love, you know, no matter who it is.
Aww. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for coming on here and sharing with our listeners about what you do and kind of crushing some of those stereotypes and misconceptions, and not only educating, but entertaining our listeners as well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you all who listened, and be sure to check me out next month on Community Voice to see who I will be interviewing, and I'm sure it will be just as inspiring as Erica's was.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you, and see y'all next time.